Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for April 9th to 15th, 2011. Palestinians going forward with preparations for the request for a UN recognition of a Palestinian state in September. Meanwhile, Israeli military steps up attacks against Palestinians in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. As we begin our report this week, we remember Vittorio Arioni, who was murdered in the Gaza Strip by unknown assailants. On behalf of the members and administrators of the Palestinian Center for Rapprochement Between People and the staff of the International Middle East Media Center, we condemn this crime and call on the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip to bring the murderers to justice. And we pay our warm condolences to Vittorio's parents, family, and friends, and to all the members of the international solidarity movement. And now we continue with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank with IMEMC's Frederica Kallström.
On Friday, 5 civilians were injured and 3 arrested when Israeli troops attacked the weekly anti-war protests taking place in Bilin, Nilin and Al-Nabi Saleh, central West Bank, and Al-Masara village in the south. Protesters this week demanded the release of all political prisoners and carried pictures of the Italian peace activist Vittorio Arrigoni, who was killed in Gaza on Friday. In Bilin, 3 civilians were wounded and many were treated for the effects of tear gas during the weekly protests. As has been the case for the past 6 years, international supporters joined the villagers after the daily prayers and marched up to the wall to protest. Upon arriving at the gate of the wall, troops stationed there fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at protesters, leading to their injuries. In the nearby village of Nalin, villagers, along with their Israeli and international supporters, marched up to the wall where soldiers fired tear gas and sound bombs at them. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas. In Al-Nabi Saleh in central West Bank, Israeli troops attacked the weekly anti-war and anti-settlements protest there. International and Israeli supporters gathered after midday prayers and marched up to the land where Israeli plans to build a new settlement. Troops there attacked the activists with rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas. The troops then chased people back to their homes and sprayed them with chemical water. In Al-Masara village in southern West Bank, international and Israeli supporters joined the weekly protest against the wall and settlements in the area. Israeli troops stopped villagers from reaching the construction side of the wall and used rifle butts and batons to push people back into the village. Israeli troops also arrested 2 French activists before the weekly protest had ended. For IMEMC.org, this is Fredrika Källström.
Palestinian president said he has ordered halt of all media propaganda that further fueled tension between his Fatah party and the Islamist Hamas in Gaza. Such a position comes in the backdrop of Palestinian authorities' willingness to ask the UN for recognition of a Palestinian state on the 1967 border lines. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari has more.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas wants an end to the Palestinian division. Such a wish was expressed by the president almost 1 month ago when he said he would visit the Gaza Strip and embark on forming an unpolitically affiliated government ahead of next September's general presidential and legislative elections. In Gaza, Hamas is yet to respond clearly to Abbas's call. Meanwhile, Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki of the Abbas's government said yesterday that it is not time for the Palestinian Authority to resume peace talks with Israel. Al-Maliki and other PAO officials voiced the hope that the PA would be able to get UN recognition of a Palestinian state by September. Israel, from its part, said it would block such a UN recognition by whatever means at its disposal, while Washington said it would use veto right against a possible UN vote on a Palestinian state within 1967 borders. This comes as the Israeli-Palestinian peace talks are still stalled over continued Israeli settlements building on occupied Palestinian lands, including the West Bank and East Jerusalem. In other news, Chief of Arab League Amr Moussa signaled the possibility to request the UN to debate enforcing a no-fly zone over the Gaza Strip to prevent further Israeli attacks on the area. Moussa's call comes amidst Gaza-based factions' unilateral ceasefire this week that put an end to Israeli military attacks on the region last week. The attacks claimed the lives of 19 Palestinians, including 7 civilians, and wounded 60 others, including 40 civilians. Rami Al-Mighari, IMEMC.org, Gaza.
At least 18 Palestinians killed and 70 were wounded in Israeli attacks in the Gaza Strip, and Israeli military renew raids against Awarta village in the West Bank. The details and more with IMEMC's David Steele.
On Saturday morning, the army killed one fighter and seriously wounded another in a renewed wave of airstrikes targeting northern Gaza. The slain fighter was identified as Ahmed al-Zaytouna. Also on Saturday, the army bombarded an area west of Jabalia in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. Two residents were wounded, one seriously. The Israeli Air Force bombarded, on Saturday evening, the Al-Zaytoun neighbourhood south of Gaza City, killing one member of the Salah ad-Din brigades. 18 Palestinians were killed in total, and nearly 70 were injured by Israeli fire and shells between Thursday the 7th and Saturday the 9th of April. Medical sources reported on Saturday evening that Raid Suher Albir, 30 years old, of the Salah ad-Din brigades of the Popular Resistance Committees, died of wounds sustained after the army bombarded an area in the Al-Zaytoun neighbourhood. Several residents were injured. Three residents were wounded when the army fired at least one missile at an area near the car market in Al-Zaytoun. One of the wounded residents died later on, medical sources reported. Israeli military forces demolished a water well designed to collect rainwater and an agricultural structure in Al-Khada village south of Bethlehem on Monday. The Israeli Navy opened fire on Sunday evening at Palestinian fishing boats near the Khan Yunis port in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Damage was reported, but no injuries. Local sources reported that the fishing boats came under Israeli Navy fire while still in the area allocated for fishing before chasing them to shore. The Israeli military abducted, on Tuesday morning, 7 citizens from the West Bank city of Hebron. Furthermore, the Israeli troops abducted on Tuesday at dawn 3 residents from Awarta village near the northern West Bank city of Nablus after surrounding and breaking into their rented apartment in Betunia, west of the central West Bank city of Ramallah. Also on Tuesday, a group of extremist Israeli settlers uprooted and destroyed more than 45 olive trees that belong to the residents of Beit Umar village near the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Palestinian sources in Silwan, in occupied East Jerusalem, reported on Wednesday morning that several residents were injured, one seriously, while one resident was taken to an unknown location by Israeli soldiers and policemen following clashes that took place in the town. In addition, Israeli soldiers abducted 14 Palestinians, including children, on Wednesday at dawn from several West Bank areas. On Thursday, the Jerusalem Legal Aid and Human Rights Center reported that Israeli soldiers violated a ruling issued by the Israeli High Court and demolished 6 tin houses and barns that belonged to Bedouin residents living in Al-Nuwaymah area near the Jericho city. The center sent an urgent letter to the Israeli prosecution, the legal counselor, and the High Court demanding them to stop the violation. The centre added that the Israeli army recently demolished several tin houses and barns in the same area, also in direct violation to a ruling issued by the High Court earlier this year. The court ordered a delay of the demolishing of the structures, but the army demolished barns and tin houses anyway, without even obtaining the approval of the so-called Civil Administration Office. Even with civil administration approval, such demolitions are illegal under international law. They are expressly prohibited by Article 53 of the 4th Geneva Convention, except in cases of absolute military necessity. For IMEMC.org, this is David Steele.
And that was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rishmar.